From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. president says Americans will not be terrorized. President Barack Obama said Saturday that Americans will not be terrorized in reaction to the California mass shooting, which the FBI says is officially being investigated as an act of terrorism. He said, as president, my highest priority is the security and safety of the American people. This is work that should unite us all as Americans, so that we're doing everything in our power to defend our country. Obama said that in his weekly address. We are Americans. We will uphold our values, a free and open society. We are strong and we are resilient, and we will not be terrorized.
We're also learning more about the killers, and we're working to get a full picture of their motives, why they committed these revolting acts. It's important to let the investigators do their jobs. We need to know all the facts. And at my direction, federal law enforcement is helping in every way that they can. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
The shooting, which killed 14 people, was carried out by a married couple inside a California social services office. The Islamic State said on its English language radio broadcast Saturday the husband and wife were soldiers of the terrorist group, but stopped short of claiming the attack. Earlier in the day, the Arabic language radio broadcast, IS, referred to the assailants as supporters of the group. The New York Times published a front-page editorial calling for stricter gun control following a series of high-profile mass shootings that have rattled the nation. The editorial, published in the Saturday edition, is the paper's first in 95 years to appear on the front page. This is VOA News. Iraq on Saturday demanded that Turkey immediately withdraw its forces from a region near Mosul, saying the deployment is a serious violation of its sovereignty. A statement by the Iraqi Prime Minister's office confirmed a Turkish regiment and several tanks and artillery entered Iraqi territory without Baghdad's approval. Turkish officials say the troops were in the Mosul-Bashiqa area for routine training exercises. The troops crossed the border about 30 kilometers from the Islamic State-held city of Mosul. Turkish media reported the deployment was part of a regular turnover, with the new Turkish troops replacing special forces that had previously been conducting training for anti-IS forces in the area. India deployed hundreds of extra soldiers and relief workers to the flooded city of Chennai Saturday, as residents said the government had been too slow to respond to the havoc wrought by the heaviest rains in a century. About 280 people died across Tamil Nadu state since it was hit by torrential rains December 1st that left large sections of the capital Chennai under up to 8 feet or 2.5 meters of water and trapped people on rooftops with no communication. O.P. Singh, the Director General of India's National Disaster Response Force, said rescue activities are underway.
We are trying to step up our activities and intensify our activities in those areas where are still waterlogged and where the people are still trapped. They may be in need of relief materials, may be in need of water bottles or the foodstuff. But apart from that, we are also persuading them to get evacuated from their homes and bring them to the safer locations.
Although the rains had stopped and Chennai's airport had partially reopened, more than half of the city was still flooded and some residents trapped on rooftops too scared to wade through the water, according to officials. Word is coming in that the head of an Azerbaijan oil workers group says 32 people are missing after a fire swept through a Caspian Sea oil platform owned by the state oil company SOCAR. The country's president says one worker was killed, 32 were rescued, and an operation is underway to find those still missing in the fire that began Friday. But no information is yet available from the government or the oil company about how many workers were on the platform when the fire broke out or how many were missing. Stay with us and check in to voanews.com for later developments. Officials attending a UN climate conference in Paris have approved a draft text of a climate deal. The draft document, after 4 years of negotiations, is meant to offer nations options to deal with the consequences of rampant emissions of climate-altering greenhouse gases. Critics say there are plenty of unresolved issues to be hammered out. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.